with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, June 5th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight on KLEM Radio with online audio streaming at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a non-conference baseball game from the Riverview Baseball Complex in Lamar's. The Galen Catholic Jays, coming off a nice unbeaten week, get set to welcome in the Lions from Central Lyon and Rock Rapids. And we'll have all the action for you right here on KLEM Radio. Pre-game coverage scheduled to get going around 7:20 with first pitch at about 7:30. Again, you can catch all the action between the Jays and Central Lion in high school baseball right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. And boy, was it a jam-packed weekend of high school sports action around the area. Let's get it started by taking a look at our KLEM sports scores and results page from the weekend. We'll start with Friday's action in case you missed our Saturday update. In softball in the Missouri River Conference, a non-conference matchup here is the Lamar's softball team took a tough home loss to Storm Lake 9-5. Libby Laris did have the bright spot offensively for the Bulldogs. She went 2-for-3 with a double. She homered and drove in two RBIs in the contest. In Warrigal Conference softball from Friday, the Galen Catholic softball team took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn to get their first conference win of the year, 5-3. Third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they beat South O'Brien in five innings, 15-4. It was Hinton over Trinity Christian, 11-7, with a great night at the plate on Friday from Carlin Kovarna. She went 3-for-3 with three extra bases hits, a double, triple, homer, and four RBIs. Akron Westfield won a quite the thriller with MMCRU in Akron, 8-7, the final score in 10 innings. What a slugfest it was. Kaylee Gravenish and Isabel Olson had two RBIs apiece for the Royals. Some great nights at the plate for the Westerners. Josie Jacobs went 3-for-3. She doubled twice, homered once, and drove in a run. Mackenzie Hughes 1-for-5. She doubled and drove in a run as well. In Western Valley Conference softball from Friday, Kingsley Pearson, they took down OABCIG big time, 11-1. It was 10th-ranked West Monona beating Westwood 2-1 in 9 innings, and MVAOCOU shut out Woodbury Central 15-0. To baseball in Missouri River Conference play from Friday, Storm Lake made it a sweep of the Bulldogs. They beat Lamar's 5-2 in the varsity contest. In Warrigal Conference baseball, this was a thriller at the Riverview Complex. Galen Catholic beating Hartley Melvin Sanborn 4-3. Each squad scored three runs in the first inning, but the Jays would score their fourth and final run in the bottom of the sixth to take the lead and ultimately win. Gabe Wilson went 1-for-2. He doubled and drove in two RBIs. Carter Kellen went 1-for-2. He doubled, drove in a run. Oh, by the way, Wilson went the distance on the mound. Three hits, three runs, struck out 13 Hawks in the victory. Top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they shut out South O'Brien on Friday night by the final score of 5-0. Hunter Pick went the distance. No hitter, no runs allowed, struck out 19 of a possible 21 outs in an outstanding win for the Hawks. Hinton shut out Trinity Christian on Friday night, 6-0. Caden Barrett went 2-for-3 with an RBI, but how about the pitching performance? Carver DeGroote, 5 2/3 innings of work, allowing three hits, no runs, struck out 10. Carter Allen came in the final inning and a third to shut things down, did not allow a base runner to finish the game. Akron Westfield, they rolled over MMCRU Friday night, 11-2. Casey Nielsen went 3-for-4. He homered and drove in three RBIs. Michael Swanka got in on the home run parade. He went 2-for-3 with a homer and an RBI. Connor Wendell went 1-for-4, two RBIs. Ashton McCulley, nice night on the mound. 6 2/3, four hits, two runs allowed, and struck out 5. In also Warrigal Conference baseball, is Unity Christian beating Cherokee 15-2. To the Western Valley Conference, where 4th-ranked Kingsley Pearson easily remained unbeaten, a 9-0 victory over OABCIG. The Panthers were able to get a home run from Boston Deuce. Giddy went 1-for-3, drove in 3 total runs. Emerson Pratt and Evan Newman had 2 RBIs apiece, and Jackson Nissen went 6 innings on the bump, allowing 2 hits, no runs. He struck out 9. In other Western Valley Conference baseball action, Lawton Bronson beat Siouxland Christian 14-4, and Woodbury Central beat MVAOCOU 12-2. Now we go to the Saturday sports action around the area. Lots of non-conference tournaments to get to. Starting in the softball ranks at the CYO tournament hosted by Kemper Catholic and Carroll, that was a tough day, for Galen Catholic on Saturday. The Jays lost their first game to Kemper Catholic 9-2 and couldn't bounce back against Council Bluffs St. Albert. The Saints get the win there 8-6. And really shocking result here. Third-ranked Remsen St. Mary took a loss. They lost to 10th-ranked St. Edmund to Fort Dodge 2-1. That's the first loss of the year for the St. Mary's base softball team, but the Hawks were able to bounce back. They took down Bishop Heelan in their second game of the day, 9-4. To the Sheldon tournament, where the Akron Westfield Bats were just unfortunately taking the weekend off. They lost to the Boyden Hall Rock Valley Nighthawks to start the tournament 8-1, and then lost to the host school Sheldon 7-2. The MOC Floyd Valley tournament in Orange City, Kingsley Pearson was able to win their contest with Western Christian 12-6. And at the Titan Invitational at GTRA, the Royals of MMCRU, they rolled over West Hancock in their first game of the day, 16-0 in three innings, but then lost to the host Titans of Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire 6-0. So GTRA won the title of their invitational. MMCRU split their matchups to finish second. To baseball from Saturday, the CYO tournament in two separate locations, starting in Carroll, where the Galen Catholic baseball team flexed its muscles big time. They won a tight contest with Bishop Garrigan to start the day, 4-3. Got a great day at the plate from Keaton Logan and Gabe Wilchin. Logan went 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. Gabe Wilchin also had two RBIs for the Jays. And then how about this matchup to claim the title at the Carroll tournament? Galen Catholic beat third ranked in Class 2A. Kemper Catholic, pretty good score as well. 4-1 the final. Ryan Augustine had a pair of RBIs. Dylan Pacus, great bat at the bottom of the order for the Jays. He went 3-for-3 and drove in a run. Zane Whelan went the distance against the third-ranked Knights, allowed four hits, no earned runs. He did allow an unearned run and struck out two batters. To the CYO tournament in Sioux City, top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's continues to bounce back well. They defeated the very tough Crusaders of Bishop Heelan by a final of 3-0. In that contest, Cale Ortman went 1-for-1, has only hit a triple, and he drove in two runs. Jackson Bunkers bounced back after a rough start against Kingsley Pearson last weekend. He went to 7 innings, 5 hits, no runs, and struck out 8. The Hawks continued their winning ways. They beat St. Albert on Saturday as well, 5-4. To go 2-0 on the day. It was Brendan Fish, best bat on the of the game for the Hawks. He went 1-for-2, he doubled, and drove in two runs. To the MOC Floyd Valley baseball tournament from Saturday, where the 4th-ranked Kingsley Pearson Panthers continued their winning ways. They won the MOC tournament. The Panthers took down Akron Westfield, their first game of the day, 7-1. Kevin Wright, we talk about him on the mound all the time, but he can swing the stick as well. He went 2-for-3 and drove in two runs. Evan Newman went 5 innings on the hill, allowing 3 hits, no earned runs, 1 unearned run to Akron Westfield. He struck out 5. Connor Buehler and Kevin Wright pitched the final 2 innings. Combined to allow 1 hit, no runs, and strike out 4. Then in the championship game, this was a good one. 4th-ranked Kingsley Pearson, 9th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley. The Panthers shut out the Dutch, 4-0. Boston Duskett, 2-for-3, double, drove in 2 runs. Also went 6 innings on the bump, allowing 2 hits, no runs, striking out 6. Connor Buehler went an inning in relief. He didn't allow a hit or a run, struck out a batter. He also drove in a run at the plate. Also at that MOC Floyd Valley tournament, the Westerner baseball team was able to get 1 win back, a tight contest as they defeated Unity Christian 4-3. As always, all these sports scores from the weekend and more are found on our website at KLAM1410.com. Hover over the sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. So we go to another week of baseball and softball. Let's take a look at the schedule for today around the area. Going to Warrigal Conference softball, where Remsen St. Mary's looks to bounce back from a 1-1 weekend as they head up north to Harris Lake Park. Akron Westfield, tough weekend for them. They're looking to bounce back at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Hinton's at MMCRU tonight. West Sioux's at South O'Brien. Unity Christian is at Trinity Christian. In Western Valley Conference softball, it's Kingsley Pearson at MVAOCOU. Ridgeview's at West Monona. Woodbury Central's at River Valley. Westwood's at Whiting. And Lawton Bronson's at OABCIG. In baseball tonight in the Wartgel Conference, Central Lions at Galen Catholic. And we've got that contest for you right here on KLAM Radio. Pregame around 7:20. First pitch at 7:30. Remsen St. Mary's is at Harris Lake Park. Akron Westfield's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Hinton's at MMCRU. West Sioux's at South Bryan. And Unity Christian is at Trinity Christian. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference in baseball tonight, Kingsley Pearson's at MVAOCOU. Ridgeview's at West Monona. River Valley is at Woodbury Central. Lawton Bronson at OABCIG. And Westwood is at Siouxland Christian. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports. You're going to want to stay up to date with both of those means of getting news, because today will be a new set of baseball rankings from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association, and I'm expecting a lot of movement in Class 1A with our three area teams that have been getting statewide recognition, so you're going to want to stay up to date with that. Again, our website, KLEM1410.com, and our Twitter, at KLEM Sports. Don't forget to tune in tonight as well as Galen Catholic Baseball takes on Central Lyon in a non-conference matchup at the Riverview Baseball Complex. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.